advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Alien cattle mutilations.
No, people on Patreon were really into your voice when you did that whole
I don't know why. That was horrible.
They liked
it. I was joking.
Yeah. I mean, they might have rose-tinted glasses. They're just in love with you anyway because of your celebrity status that you could do no wrong.
I guess. You know? Yeah, you know what, though? Yeah. That's probably right because there's some celebrities that make some horrible shit and people like it. Mm-hmm.
You know? Don't understand. You should let me take a picture of you with your shirt up. They'll just see six-pack. Don't even worry about it. Yeah. I'm pretty sure, dude.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's do it. Let's do it.
If you're not a Patreon, you won't see that shit. So that's all I'm throwing out there.
Yeah. God damn.
So
I'm going to get a bunch of love letters and shit.
Love handle letters. I have a story about Ilya Kateko. Alan, who helps us with tons of stuff, our website and marketing and whatnot, hangs out in the shop. And so we all end up having lunch in there. And across the middle of the laptop bench where all the laptops are at, you know, kind of sit across on the side, there's just bottles of Ilya Kateko. So right now I think there's like just a triple X and a green was what was up there. The green jalapeno, not the green habanero. Mm-hmm. And we were like both eating Victor's burritos, which is like Chipotle. It's a local place in Bakersfield, but it's pretty much like Chipotle. And we kept fucking like, hey, will you hand me the triple X? Will you hand me the triple X back and forth? I was like, motherfucker, like this is a pain in the ass. I wish I was having two bottles. And then it occurred to me that I have 252 bottles. And I was like, what the fuck are we doing, dude? I was like, look over there on the shelf. Like, why do we have to have one bottle open of every flavor? Like, I was just like, I don't want to open two of the same flavor. And then I was like, why fucking not? Fucking hot sauce rich, bitch. And I went over there and got another bottle of fucking triple X.
Yeah, no, you can like, that's where your sauce is going.
Yeah
that's
I eat some of it, give some of it away. I mean, I can't have 252 bottles. My butthole would fall out.
It's a wonder our fans can't find it. We're not sending them any.
Brent's
we have
them. Yeah, we're not sending them any. It's
he's like a El Yucateco leprechaun.
Yeah, he's a fucking pot of gold.
Yeah. Where's me sauce?
I don't know why. Get me hot sauce.
It felt weird to have two of the same flavor open. I guess because I wouldn't do that at my house. But there's such demand with like all of us eating lunch in there and handing that shit around that
just don't cross the streams.
Problems. Yeah. You got problems.
Not anymore. I don't. I got two bottles of triple X open. Yeah. Problem solved.
You cross the streams, you get quadruple X and the universe can't hand it.
What happens when you spill the whiskey on yourself when you do the clank? I don't know if I had that happen.
I don't know.
I clanked it a little hard.
I did a good ding.
It was a really good clank too, except for it spilled all over me.
I think that's like a baptism.
Yeah.
Trial by fire.
That means no more whiskey, Brent, when you spill the whiskey on you, maybe?
Maybe.
You had enough.
That might mean that the three whiskeys and the beer are taking its
You now
toll.
Have impaired vision, sir.
I do. I want to take a second to bitch about something that has really been bothering me.
I hope it's a neighbor.
No.
Yeah.
Not me, is it? Wait.
You have
so
a bad neighbor?
I have as many people do, Sirius XM radio in my car.
It's horrible now.
So I have satellite radio. The only thing I listen to, the reason
I
re-upped
it. I was like, this shit's serious. Like, that's what I thought.
The only reason I re-upped it and listened to it is because I listen to the comedy stations. Mm-hmm. It's just constant stand-up comedy going on. Only thing I listen to if I'm not listening to my own music. And all of a fucking sudden, every time on the weekend, I drive somewhere and I go to listen to a fucking comedy station. It's a goddamn football game.
Oh yeah. Welcome to, welcome to football season, Dave.
Well, but here's the thing. There's no FCC controlling bandwidth. The fucking, they own their satellites.
Why don't they just make a football station?
They can make as many stations as they want to. They could release 30 more stations, fucking send them down. Like, why taking my comedy stations that I'm fucking paying money for and airing your goddamn fucking stupid sports on it?
It's because NFL's paid them. You're going to listen to it.
Like, it's probably some kind of cross promotion.
Yeah.
It's like the quick grab stuff at the register. You don't need Jack's Links beef jerky.
It's fucking horrible. It fucking pisses me off. It's one of the reasons I cancel cable is because I don't want to pay for fucking ESPN.
Are you under contract?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get rid of the comedy stations because Monday through Friday, I really enjoy listening to them.
Yeah.
So basically on the weekend, I just don't listen to satellite radio because it's fucking football.
You could just download some comedy and have Bluetooth and just know on the weekend you need to stream it now, which we have to adjust. That's all. Just have to
Pandora has comedy. Put comedy in Pandora. Put your favorite comedy person. Like I have Lewis Black, David Cross, Mitch Hedberg. Yep. You know, you put those in there.
I love Mitch Hedberg.
Yep. Yeah, I love me some Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
Have you heard Nate Bargatze?
Maybe.
He's very Mitch Hedberg-esque.
In his delivery, his rhythms.
Anyway, I'm pissed off at satellite radio.
Yeah, I got rid of satellite radio.
And I don't want that
Jason
shit
Ellis ain't even on the air no more.
Yeah. My mom just signed up for satellite radio. I feel like it's like they're signing up for dying. She's like, hey, I just got a DVD player. Like, that's what I feel like it's like. You know what I mean? It just seems like it's dying. I don't get it. But then
by the time they whittled it down, it was like, I think I paid like $59 for a year of it. And I was like, that's fine.
That's pretty cheap.
Cool. Yeah. I'll do that.
No, my mom just bought like a fucking boombox or some shit that her satellite thing fits into, like the Sirius thing that comes out of your car. Mm-hmm. And then you take it in the house and put it in the boombox. That's the only thing they get in the cabin.
That's like 15 years ago.
I don't know. I was just glad I didn't have to help install it.
No, that would be good for a cabin or something because there's not any reception.
You can still get satellite. Still there's no reception.
I could see that. Yeah.
So my mom, they stay at the cabin often. I've talked about the cabin before, being scared to pee off the porch because I think a bear is going to bite my dick.
And I need to go out there.
Dude, it's pitch motherfucking
black. Can we do some poses in the bushes?
Poses in the bushes?
Like bodies out there.
Oh, God.
Oh, which one? You use it for a backdrop for your sexual fetishes?
Yeah.
Probably. Brad has been to the cabin. I forgot. But she, you know, like where you parked your truck, right?
Yeah.
So my mom,
it's kind of Tales from the Dark Side-esque.
Dude, if there's no stars and like the moon's not full, it is like, you can't see your hand in front of your face once the sun goes down. Cause there's no houses around. It's just fucking pitch black, dude. Like
no street lights.
Yeah. Nothing, dude. Yeah. It's scary, scary dark. So my mom like went out there to take out the trash. Just was like, whatever. She's like used to the cabin and jaded, just fucking walked out on the porch, chucked the trash and heard a bunch of weird ass fucking noises, like grumbling noises.
Yeah.
And she turns around.
It's a black man.
No, there's fucking four.
It's a grumbly black man.
He's
hallelujah. My feet hurt walking on this trail.
My feet hurt from walking on this trail. That's better than grits and okra or some shit I was going to pull out of my ass. So she turns around and there's fucking four cows, like fucking giant cows. It's a good story too because we're going to talk about
giant cows,
giant ones.
They're bigger than normal
because you know what, like when you see a cow on TV and shit, you don't appreciate it, you know what I mean? Like the California cheese cows and
that. Always
cows are fucking big.
Yeah,
I always when appreciate
you, you turn around, no, you appreciate it once you see it. And there was four cows there and she was like, oh damn. So she's like, that could have been a bear. So then and my stepdad's like fucking hunter, like award-winning crazy, take you on a safari fucking expedition hunter, like notorious crazy hunter. So she goes back in the house like, whoa, I really need to have my wits about me next time. They get up in the morning and walk out and there's a giant pile of bear shit next to her fucking car.
Yeah.
So at some point in time, give or take 30 minutes, it wasn't four big ass cows. There was a bear next to her fucking car and she's just like taking out the trash. It's like food scraps.
Pissed on her car too.
Yeah.
Like, that fuck bear, your shit, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shit on your car.
Fucking scary, dude. One of our fans.
Are you sure?
It'd have been even scarier if the bear shit was in the cabin, like next to the couch. Or
are you
on
sure
the couch.
It wasn't the shit of a black man?
Yeah. Or one of my neighbor's shits?
No. No, I forgot about that already. And you ruined, I had some story. Damn it. God damn you bastards.
You just told the story.
I had a transition still though. Bear shits.
Really?
I shit on you or whatever. I don't know. If it comes back, I'll interrupt the fuck out of Dave.
No, I will say I would, cause is it up by Shirley Meadows?
It's by Glendale sort of.
Yeah. No, it's past that.
A friend of mine has a cabin up there. And the last time I went up there, I took my dogs with me and I was walking my dogs, and it's, and the same thing up the, you know, pitch black, middle of the night, et cetera. And it was the middle of the fucking day. And I was walking up the road, which is unpaved. It's just a dirt road. And I rounded this curve.
Did your feet hurt from walking up the trail?
No, not yet. No. It did on the way back, but I rounded the curve. And again, there were fucking cows, cause there's a bunch of cows up there that come up from the ranch and they feed in the mountains or whatever. But there were like a couple of calves and like a couple of other cows, and the, like one of the cows like turned the fuck around and was like coming at me, like me and the dogs. Cause
well, I thought you were going to fuck his girl probably.
And I was just like, but I was just fucking,
it's cause Gorbachev fucked his
I'm
ass.
Like, yeah, I, you know, people off. Tell you like
he hates Russians,
what to do to get away from a fucking bear, but no one ever gives you like the get away from an angry cow advice.
Well, they're not that fast.
No, but I was
those
just looking at this.
Pretty fucking nimble.
I was like, if that thing wanted to fuck me up, I'm fucked up.
Well, it's a bull. But,
yeah, I mean, exactly.
Yeah. So I remembered what the story was. Off. One of our fans sent this huge, like, sentimental like thing of they moved from New Jersey. I wish I knew their fucking name, but they'll know their story. They moved from New Jersey to Alaska. So from a highly populated area to nobody. Yeah. And they're like staying in a cabin. And they said that they listened to our podcast because when they were leaving New Jersey, somebody, they had asked a couple friends, what's a good podcast? And the two separate friends they asked actually recommended us, which is cool. So they loaded up their fucking phone or whatever. And they said, since then they've been alone. And they said, during the winter, it filled their house when the sun did not. And during the summer, it filled their ears on their long hikes, or we accompanied them along hikes. They were picking wild blueberries, and they have like a backpack speaker thing that's hooked on. Mm-hmm. And they fucking were covered in blueberry juice from harvesting blueberries on this trail. And they came around the corner and there was a fucking giant bear, like face to fucking face. But like they had the podcast like loaded. They're like, I don't know what to do. I guess they like hit play, or it was already playing and then it kicked in and started playing right then. And our voices scared the fucking bear away when their podcast backpack kicked on. And so technically they said, thank you for technically saving my life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we do here.
Which is pretty cool.
That's
on
right.
The podcast.
That was one. I mean, it was one of our goals when we, when Brad first said we should start a podcast, we were like, I'm only going to do it if one day we can scare a bear away.
Yeah. No, and, no, save a life.
Yeah. If you guys look at the whiteboard.
I just wanted to scare.
Look at the whiteboard.
Well, it was to, we wanted to scare a bear away, to save a life,
yeah,
and take a life.
Yeah.
So
we have two whiteboards in the studio. If you don't know, we have episode goals and podcast goals. Yeah. And so I checked the box on save a life.
Yeah.
And each episode we have a dry erase marker on the other one.
Then we talked about dicks.
This one's Sharpie, but on the podcast episode goals, dicks, gay jokes, and racist jokes.
Yeah.
And so we check that off, and then I erase every time when we start.
Are we good with that already?
No.
On this one, not yet.
No racist joke yet. Okay. No gay joke.
But
it'll happen.
Yeah.
No, wait. The black joke. I think we got the racist in there.
Maybe.
Put feet on the trail. It's a black man. I said, was it a black man simply? And everybody laughed. So I think that was.
I don't think that was. It's a racist joke, a gay joke. And what else do we have to do?
Dick joke.
Well, that gay black guy that was sucking dicks last week. He left us a 1-star review on iTunes for scaring him with a North Korean missile strike.
And you can't leave a 1-star review for, it says Obama on it, for Christ's sake.
You downloaded it. You idiot.
He justifies his anger in the review.
You're streaming it.
He said in the review that in certain cases, the government could inject through the internet.
No,
he's not an idiot.
No,
and he understands that.
No,
that like lots of people were just like, oh, you can't. And I was like, dude, no,
no.
Just calm the fuck down before you leave your review.
No,
you got fucking joked. Like, we got you. And now you're all mad and embarrassing yourself leaving a 1-star review. Because now it's permanent.
Yeah. Cause that 1-star review is great. Cause people are going to look at the 1-star reviews and be like, these people are stupid.
So, and then someone else was mad because we just talked about hot sauce for 15 minutes, they said.
So what?
And
suck
it was
a dick.
Called,
we get paid to talk about hot sauce.
That's the thing. I was like, do you not listen to the podcast? We're sponsored by Hot Sauce Company. We're obligated to talk about hot sauce and being in the podcast, dumbass. Yes. And it said vegan hot sauce dicks is who the review is by. Because
vegan hot sauce dicks.
No, that represents all three of us.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good.
Yep.
They should have given us better.
I checked it. It was helpful. I said this review was helpful. Thank you.
It's good.
I checked that box. Yeah.
Yeah. They let people know who we are. Yeah. Just the star rating. Maybe they had Parkinson's and fucked up on the star rating.
Yeah. Man, this cookie's horrible. It's delicious, but it's crumbling. I have to mash it into Close Encounters Mountain before I can eat it.
Still upset. No fucking peanut butter brownie. but it's
no
okay.
No Foster's beer either.
I'll live. Okay. Yeah, they're fucking with us, Brent.
So I want to switch and start talking about cattle mutilation.
I don't do that.
I don't care.
Well, no, I want to right now because then we're at 14 minutes and 30 seconds, and then that guy can fuck himself for saying we ramble for 15 minutes.
Yep.
Because now we're on topic, yep, and it hasn't been 15 minutes yet.
Actually, it might have because you didn't start. Did you start writing?
Get on it.
I don't know.
Oh, we still got like 15 seconds. We're good.
So that guy can suck a dick.
Well, the earliest documented outbreak of an unexplained livestock death started in 1606.
He can suck a gay. He can suck a gay black man's dick.
1606.
We're good. Yep. We got the topic in.
Yeah. We were already talking about cows.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. They weren't mutilated yet. Yeah. Pre and post test. So, yeah, I did. I saw a little bit about that. What was the story on those early ones?
I just took a bite of a cookie, you bastard.
It's okay. Talk. Do it.
It said the earliest known outbreaks go as far back as 1606. I think it was obviously in Europe. Is it? I think because cows weren't even domesticated. Like in the States, we didn't have cows.
Those they're
brought across,
wild.
Right?
Yeah, wild.
No, I didn't
cows.
Think there were cows on North American continent. I think they were brought across. There were no cows or horses. Everybody had to eat fucking like squirrels. Yes. Before that, squirrels and corn.
That's it.
Yeah, they made make masa and they made fucking squirrel
Indians,
tacos.
Yeah, yep. Indians rode each other like before horses came.
Yep.
It's like they're raiding, pillaging
not
each
like
other.
You're thinking, not even sexual, but for
transportation. They would actually rode each other.
They would also weave rugs and they would train like a thing of like 40 squirrels.
That's where
to
the term
under the rugs, you know, move, and you would just ride a war rug.
Awesome. That's ride, fucking great.
They would ride pigs too. That's where the term piggyback came from because that was the largest domesticated animal we had on the continent.
Yep.
Yeah. At the time.
Learn shit.
Mm-hmm.
So the cattle mutilation and people, again, there were some people that had left reviews and stuff and said that they wanted us to cover more conspiracy theories because we haven't for a while.
It's been a minute, huh? It's
been a minute. And this is a pretty big one. So cattle mutilation. And again, I know it was a thing and walked into it pretty much ready to dismiss it as a bunch of bullshit. And unfortunately, I can't really dismiss it.
Yeah, man.
As a
I was back and forth. It got creepy.
Weird.
And then it was like, predation. Nope. Creepy again.
It's fucking weird.
I mean, you're going to have some cases where predators got a cow and people think like,
absolutely.
Well, this is weird.
Absolutely. But here's the thing. And this is something that no one really addresses is a lot. And we'll talk about the strong cases for and exactly what happens, et cetera. But I just, from the first article I read and everything I was reading, I was like, they're starting like the stories begin with the cattle rancher. The cattle rancher finds the cow and then says something. And here's the thing. If you're a cattle rancher, I'm sure you find dead cows a lot.
I thought about that. That guy grew up when he was 5 years fucking
old.
You've
seen plenty of dead cows.
He was raising cows, messing with cows, herding cows, riding fucking horses.
You've seen predators.
He knows what's up with a dead cow.
But you run onto these cows and you're like, what in the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like in every case, like we dismiss the fact that the cattle ranchers who do this for a living are like, no, this is fucked up. Like I know what a dead cow looks like. I know what it looks like when something has been eating on it. This is
this guy was almost to the point of like irritated and pissed. He's like, I've been raising cattle for 52 years was his first sentence. I think I know a little bit about cows.
Right.
More than the average person.
Yeah. So, because he's like, these motherfuckers are coming through here trying to say that, like, this biologist saying, oh, just it's predation. It's this fucking bird picked out the eyeball and crawled in there and then ate its whole fucking ass out like a tongue all the way out the back.
Yeah. And swallowed 11 gallons of blood without getting it on the ground.
Yeah. Exactly. Get the fuck out of here. It's aliens, obviously.
Duh. So that
could
was
could be trannies.
It's an alien cult in a black helicopter, technically.
That's right.
But
that's
9/11 was an inside job, so we can't dismiss it at all.
But that was my first thought is and every time I read it and it was like all these things, I'm like, you're really just going to dismiss all the experience of the cattle ranchers who are coming forward and saying this one's fucked up. Like I think they know what a dead cow that got eaten by a fucking coyote.
Entire
looks like.
Flocks of sheep are fucking slaughtered in some stories from like fucking historical record where they're just like, all the sheep are dead and their balls are gone and they cut out the tallow or something. Like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah. That's not predation.
No.
Somebody killed every fucking sheep. They didn't all fall over from the flu one night.
Yeah.
And then birds came and ate all their balls. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the US, when it really became a thing, the first place where I saw where it really started to pick up was in 1967. Mutilations were reported in Pennsylvania and Kansas, and then they kind of moved into the Midwest in the 70s. And in a two-year period, in two Colorado counties alone, there were nearly 200 reports of cattle mutilations.
So that first one, though, is fucking creepy. Like, did you read about it?
Which one?
The first one in 1967 was a horse named Lady. It was a 3-year-old horse.
Yeah, I did see
And that. Like it usually would go run around, you know, and it would come back at a certain time of night. And it didn't come back one night. So like the mother and the son went looking for it. And when they came upon it, like they came upon it. That sounds horrible. That's sexual, Brad. There's a dead horse and someone came upon it.
I'm not into dead horses.
They, its head had been skinned and defleshed. So just from like the neck up, there's a whole body full of fucking meat.
Right.
And when you eat the horse, man, you eat the hindquarters. Everybody knows that. Not the head. It's not the head meat unless you're making tacos. You know what I mean? But which, in which case there's plenty of cows, you would have done that.
Right.
So something took the fucking skin just off the head and all the flesh. So it's a normal horse skeleton head, like creepy Harry Potter Nargle, or whatever the fuck.
One of the things about if you look up these mysterious, I'm not going to say alien cattle mutilations, but mysterious cattle mutilations, it is the pictures of the flesh missing, the skin missing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all surgical.
Yes.
Like it's cut. It's not
absolutely
an animal tore
absolutely.
It off.
Absolutely.
You know, the side of the face
to the
is
point
missing.
That
like
I watched,
you said,
like a pathologist or something take a scalpel on one of the documentaries and they transported the animal hide and some flesh there to do like vivisection, dissection or whatever. And he tries to cut it and he has to use both fucking hands and have nurses hold the flesh down so he can cut through that shit. So he's like, I mean, a laser could do this.
Right.
He's like, but this is a sharp scalpel. You do surgery with this. This will cut through human flesh and open someone wide open. Right. And he was having, because it's leather. You know what I mean? It's basically leather. Right. But the horse, one of the creepier things was the son said there was a very strong medicinal odor in the air.
Yeah.
And some of the reports are creepy that weirded me out was like domestic animals like cats or dogs or some of the other animals on the farm would avoid, and even scavengers would avoid the carcass and not go near it. So to combat predation was like a lot of animals wouldn't even go near most of these bodies that are found. There's something weird.
You'd have
keeping
vultures
them away.
Or some sort of,
you know, animals are weird like that. When there's an earthquake, they all fucking start running, or there's an earthquake 3 hours later.
Right.
You know, they can sense things we don't. And for whatever reason, they're avoiding this carcass.
Yeah, no, it's pretty fucked up. And I started to look and I wanted, like, once I saw all this, like every article that I read talked about different FBI investigations. So before I got too deep in the articles, like, okay, fuck it, I'm just going to go straight to the FBI. So I went to the FBI.gov because they always have archives that are usually helpful.
I went to FBI.net. It was bullshit. They tried to get me to call Microsoft and pay them $200 to fix my computer.
Different site. So I went into the FBI archives that talk about cattle mutilation, and for the most part, the FBI, it even says this on their website, like their stance is we haven't really been able to conduct very many investigations on this because it's not the FBI's jurisdiction.
Right.
There's no evidence that these cattle on this ranch and these cattle on this ranch were mutilated by the same perpetrator. So it's a state to state crime. So we can't really get involved. Basically, it tends to be a state level crime.
It's not a,
so we're not,
it's not a
involved.
National crime. Yeah.
But I looked at it and I was like, so what exactly do they know about that is making them want to investigate it in the first place? And this is what I started to find. So
public outcry for one, there was like a demand. Like,
well, it's more than just public outcry. So September 11th.
Weird.
Of 1974, Senator Carl Curtis of Nebraska sent a letter directly to Clarence Kelly, who was at the time the FBI director, about cattle mutilations in his state. I had, and the whole thing is like the letter he sent is in the archives, and he says that cattle are being dismembered in, quote, some sort of strange witchcraft cult, which is what the senator
coming on. They're headed towards a satanic panic. You
know what I mean? We were getting there.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we do. You have to sacrifice something to the dark.
Exactly. Lord. He links it to a newspaper article. There's like links to a newspaper article that the senator sent the FBI, and one of the pieces, he says that the Bureau says that animals, mostly livestock, have been reported mutilated in a 3-state area of one particular FBI division with parts of the bodies missing. The parts that have been missing are listed as sexual organs, ears, lips, udders, and in some instances, the blood from the animal was considered, quote, completely drained, unquote. No evidence of value ever located at scene, according to like the, like, because police are investigating, different organizations are investigating, the investigations are making it on to the FBI, but they're like, this is fucking crazy. crazy, but we can't investigate it. We don't have jurisdiction.
One of the weirder parts too is like for 100-foot diameter, there's no footprints or any tracks of any sort, whether that be predator animals, the creature itself that's found dead. Like their tracks don't even lead to where they're laying.
Right.
Which is
they just get dropped off.
They're just there. Yeah,
fucking
so
weird.
It's like, what the hell? And these are like farmers.
There's no blood.
They'll be like, yeah, right there, man. That's coyote scat. Right. And pick it up, taste it. Yeah, no. He got into my oats.
Yeah.
Like they fucking know what's up. They would know if there's a footprint.
Well, and there's a cow missing its fucking flesh. The bones are showing. The blood's gone and there's no blood.
Right. There's no blood.
Not on the ground. There's no blood.
No.
So, very strange.
In 75, another senator, Senator Haskell of Colorado, wrote the FBI, and he said that Senator Haskell was interested because he said that he was getting calls from a newspaper in Colorado, which said that everyone was spotting black army helicopters in the vicinity every time there were mutilated cattle. So in the 1970s, there's reports from the Senate to the FBI of unmarked helicopters that everyone in the region is seeing every night, you know, and then the next day the farmers find mutilated cattle.
There was even one report, and I can't remember where it was at, but there was a white helicopter and a black aircraft of some sort, a set of twin engine aircraft, and shots were fired at a farmer on a tractor in his field. And then following that, there were cattle mutilations.
Wow.
But they actually shot at this guy.
And a reporter, one of the reporters for that place, said that when he was investigating and he went back and told the editor about the helicopters, and he told the senator this, that he was threatened to drop the case and not pursue it by somebody who came up and told him to drop the case, and he didn't know who the person was. And he reported that as well. And again, that's all in the FBI files. And then that senator writes a follow-up letter to the FBI. And the letter says, quote, "The ranchers and rural residents of Colorado are concerned and frightened by these incidents. The bizarre mutilations are frightening in themselves. In virtually all the cases, the left eye, left ear, rectum, and sex organs of animals have been cut away and the blood drained from the carcass, but with no traces of blood left on the ground and no footprints. In Colorado's Morgan County area, there's been reports that a helicopter was used by those who mutilated the carcasses of the cattle, and several persons have been reported of being chased by a similar helicopter."
Yeah, that's probably not normal.
So, and they're basically saying this is happening in 21 states. There's also helicopters involved. And the reason they were bringing this up is they were like, whoever's doing this has helicopters. They're doing it in multiple states. You have jurisdiction. Please investigate.
Right.
And the FBI was still like, we can't. Which is funny
because the theory behind that is it's like it's the CDC doing like disease testing for something like bovine, you know, mad cow disease or something.
Right.
So the FBI is probably like, sure, we'll take a look. Oh, my hands are kind of tied. I can't tell on them. You know, like I know it's the CDC and they're like, I don't know. I didn't find anything.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy enough. Like, there's a guy named Chuck Sikowski. Did you guys run across him? So he's a microchip engineer who turned into a full blown UFO nut.
Yeah.
Now this isn't some fucking like backyard redneck, you know what I mean, running around thinking there's UFOs. Like, this guy's a smart dude, you know what I mean? Right. And he's studying all of these mutilations all over the country, and something's not right, you know.
Did you guys see this week Elon Musk said something about aliens, like that kind of, I need to find like a better source to make sure, but I read a couple different little things where Elon Musk sort of alluded to he's in the know that there are aliens.
Well, if he's planning on going to outer space.
I thought about it, I was like, you know, if the aliens,
aliens,
if they're going to tell someone, if you're an alien and you're watching the news and shit, you're like, that's our guy for sure. Elon Musk
that's
is the guy
you're telling.
Yeah, that's the guy you're fucking telling.
Yeah.
Right. He's pretty peaceful. He's like not even down with AI necessarily. He's proceeding with caution. Right. He's leading the edge in technology. That's your contact.
Did you guys read the thing about the former Area 51 scientist that said aliens are fucking real?
Is it a...
What's I don't know name? The name. Stephen I can think Greer. Of it on top of my head. Yeah,
Stephen Greer, got the glasses.
So yeah, I don't know. I believe, but I mean, you know, there's lots of things. I mean, why do you not believe the guy that worked at Area 51? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
The problem with him is like his credentials and stuff. Like, he can't show his past, but obviously, if he came out as a whistleblower, they would get rid of his past.
Exactly.
So his like alibi is his destruction. Like, it's hard to believe the guy.
Edward Snowden's a piece of shit too. Yeah. You know, like, it's crazy.
I heard he's hung though.
So what were you saying about the Ben?
Microchip guy is
not just some, I'm just saying, like, he literally went cross country to start figuring this shit out. Like, and he's a smart, you know what I mean? A smart individual, you know what I mean? And he figures, you know, something's wrong. You know, some, there's something that doesn't add up with all this.
Though the numbers are kind of staggering. Like in 79, the FBI said there were 8,000 cases of cattle mutilation alone. And that's not to count
in
that
Colorado.
They, in just Colorado.
Yeah.
There's 8,000. And then
Colorado is like the hot spot. For
and then like in, million in Indonesia, there were 200 goats. It's funny. It's like whatever your large domesticated animal is.
If you take the alien out of it and you talk about the CDC or you talk about the government, that's dollars. You know what I mean? That's dollar dues.
Yeah, that's
they would have to dues. Whatever research they're doing, they would have to pay for all those animals.
Right.
What better way than flying in a fucking black helicopter and get your shit?
Some of it's crazy though, man. There's a story of some farmers in like the 70s or 80s and they were tagging cattle. Did you come across that story, Dave?
Mm-mm.
There's these two cowboys that are like literally tagging cattle, right?
Yeah.
They tag like a baby calf. And so they know it's like a numbered tag. So they have a good indication of we just tagged that calf, right? So this calf is discovered no more than like 30 minutes to an hour and they're only 300 yards away from where they find it, right? They just tagged it. They let it go. It runs off because it just got fucking like its ear punched a hole through. And they continue to tag the rest of the cattle. And someone that's just like cruising around their horse finds one that they just tagged, completely dissected, sitting over there in the dirt. And it happened like broad daylight. They didn't see anything happen. It's 300 yards away. They just tagged that shit. And it happened in 30 minutes. And it's like its butthole's gone.
Glitch in the matrix.
Its fucking eyes gone. Its ears gone. Dude. Its tongue's
gone.
There's
a hole inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, that's the thing is with what quickness it happened. There's no black helicopter. They would have seen that shit on that one.
Right.
That's like Bigfoot stepping in and out of dimensions with a chupacabra.
UFOs are completely silent.
Yeah.
They're completely silent. So...
And there are some things about like dead vegetation. Did you come across any of that?
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the farmers say, like he said there was a poplar tree that was like, it's his land.
It was alive.
He's like, that's that tree yesterday. I was thinking about cutting that sucker down next winter. He knows what fucking tree that is.
Right.
And he said it was just completely dry, dead, not a single leaf, you know, left alone, left alive on it. Yeah. And he was like, I don't know what happened to that tree. And it was right there where they found the cow. There's like where it was in snowed areas, like I was
melted Idaho or snow.
Like there's a giant ice circle on the fucking ground because it got melted and then refroze. Yeah, it wasn't sitting there as snow. That's right where the cow was found.
Right.
And then now it's ice circle,
not snow,
because it melted and then it refroze. Yeah. Yeah.
So that stat you read about the FBI came from 1979 because finally they were convinced to get involved and look at it in 1979.
That's where they sent hundreds. There's been hundreds of FBI agents on this and nothing has ever came of it.
Well, they wrote a 300-page report published in 1979 and they concluded that it was animal predation.
Of course they did.
Every investigator and all of the cattle ranchers were like protesting because they were like, no, it isn't.
Right.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
And
there's a cool video on YouTube where these two farmers go get their fucking backhoe. They find Bessie dead and they're like, all right, she really did die. It's not dissected right now. She fell over dead, right? She's starting to bloat because some of the description that they try to dismiss is that when the animal dies, the bloat that happens, it's crazy, dude. It's like those exploding
normal
whales.
Yeah.
They look like a balloon, like it's like a cow balloon. And then they finally like burst out their ass and blow their ass out. But they're saying if there were any type of tear in the skin during the bloat period, that it would start to rip in like a linear perfect line and it would look like those incisions that they're describing. But I don't think that every single side those time their cheek's going to fall off their fucking face.
Yeah, the thing is though, they're not linear though. They're round or they're oval.
Well, that's what, if it's a line, picture cutting a line on something you stretched, it would stretch out like that.
Yeah.
If you sliced it while it was tight, it would open up like that. That's what you see surgery videos.
Okay,
gotcha. It looks like where you're opening up someone for liposuction or something.
Yeah.
But they went and got like hunting cameras and put posts in the ground. Then they drug the cow with a backhoe over to an area where they're like, all right, the coyotes and everyone will try to come get it. And then they sit it out there. They're like, yeah, let's let it decompose. Let's take pictures of the animals and stuff that come. And it doesn't go down like that. There was like a bunch of blackbirds and stuff landed on it and they're pecking at it and they couldn't get through the hide. Just like the guy with the scalpel couldn't get through the hide.
Right.
But I mean,
so it's like the skin hardened or something.
It's leather. Think how tough leather is. Like, I know that. Bikers wear leather, so if they fall off their motorcycle 80 miles an hour, the asphalt won't tear their skin off because the cow shirt that they're wearing
Leather's been produced, though. Like, it's tanned still skin. And whatnot. Yeah. Right. It's still skin. Like, I could turn your cheeks into leather. Yeah. Like, your ass cheeks.
Wow. That got weird. But it's sitting there in the sun drying out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's naturally tanning. Yeah. I don't know what else they have to do. But yeah, it's basically leather, you know, and the birds are trying to eat through it and stuff. That's not happening.
Yeah.
It was disgusting, though. That is a known thing during decomposition that certain animals dig in and like eat your eyeballs and then crawl into the eye socket so that they can get to your brain and start burrowing through your body.
That's a good. Yeah.
They said that blowflies and maggots, because that was a thing. One guy tried to get.
I went to the blowfly concert, just so you know.
Yeah. They got a recently dead cow, and like you said, they spent 48 hours observing it to watch it bloat and do all that stuff. And they said that in some of the cases, they would see that where the bloat would tear, there would be like an incision that just looked like a perfect surgical incision.
Right.
But everybody who was looking at that is like, yes, but those incisions are just straight lines.
That's what I was saying. They're not a core.
They're not a sick. And again, I just have to defer to cattle ranchers. Cattle ranchers will have seen cows that have bloat.
They cut them open. They do it. They pull out their fucking crazy knife that they carry around at breakfast.
I mean, they put a glove on and stick it in their vaginas.
They know the difference between a split in the skin from bloat and a what the fuck, someone just cut a perfect circle in my cow.
I mean, between us, we know the difference between a split in the skin. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So here's some of the key ingredients to what they say happens in the typical cattle mutilation cases. So one thing is it's sudden death. The animals are found dead and there's no obvious cause of death.
Sometimes it was the healthiest cow that they had.
Mm-hmm.
They said it was like strong. There was no sign of death prior to that. And it was the least likely suspect to die.
Right. And a lot of times when they do the autopsy, they honestly can't figure out what killed it.
Right.
So even if they're talking about predation, it wasn't killed by predators taking it down. Yeah. It just dropped dead and we're not really sure why. The missing parts of the body.
I would rule that out. I mean, something could just die.
Sure.
It just is what it is.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the thing is, but it's consistent though.
Okay.
When you look at all of the cattle mutilation, it's not like they're all like Dave.
We'll put it back in then.
Fuck you.
Jeez.
I already have my own hashtag. Sorry.
So the other thing is the missing body parts. It's usually lips, tongue, skin, muscles of the lower jaw, which is odd.
They're missing the hot dogs.
The rectum, the genitalia. Sometimes the entire uterus,
aliens are making babies, they're making minotaurs, baby hives.
But they're making gray minotaur hybrids.
They didn't have pizza, is what it was. So they had to make milk. And so they're stealing our cows and making,
You know what? I don't blame them.
They're lactose intolerant to our milk.
Fucking horrific pizza kick.
You have?
Yes.
What kind of a store-bought pizza do you buy if you had to buy it?
I don't. DiGiorno's pretty good.
Yeah. DiGiorno. The square one. I'm going to throw that out there. If you go try DiGiorno, I like the garlic crust. That's the one, the garlic pizza square, the pepperoni one, and the combination.
I like the combination.
Fucking
combo.
Way better than the regular round DiGiorno's. Yeah. I don't know what the deal is.
No, you're right.
So
I've been eating.
We got Minchip, Best Foods. Square DiGiorno's, and what was our other thing?
Velveeta mac and cheese.
That's right.
Yeah. So those are the things that are typically missing. But yeah, I thought it was a trip that in a lot of cases, the whole uterus is missing and the entire fetus of a cow from inside is missing. And again, it's not like they're missing and the entire cow is a fucking CSI crime scene of gore because something fucking like... That was like precision. Like that shit's missing.
And dude, you've seen on Discovery when like jackals are like tearing some shit up. Yeah, they're ripping it with no disregard for where blood's going.
It's a disaster.
They sit up and look at you at the camera and their faces are just covered in blood.
And the ground is covered in blood around them and there's bloody footprints around them. There is no blood with these cows.
They're just laying there lounging, pulling guts out of a cow. They would not be careful. Brad likes it. Yeah. Did you see the stats from it's the NIDS, the National Institute for Discovery?
NIDS. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
NIDS. Across the board, like consistently, there's there's consistent stats as far as like mutilation of the eye occurred in 59% of the cases, mutilation of the tongue in 42% of the cases, the genitalia, 85% of the cases, because if you're going to do it, you go for the balls, right?
Yeah. I mean, Rocky Mountain oysters, yeah, baby.
If you're fucking cows in the middle of the night, judgment's out the window. Yeah. Like, no one's judging you.
Well, you tear the balls off and fuck the hole.
Yeah, because if you get caught fucking a cow, nothing matters. You could be wearing a costume.
You're a cow fucker.
Yeah, you could be cross-dressed. It doesn't matter. You're fucking a cow already. It doesn't matter if you're in a Harry Potter outfit. Yeah,
cross-dress or fucking a cow doesn't matter.
There's nothing you can do.
It's the same as man fucking a cow.
There's nothing that could be happening while you get caught in the act of fucking a cow that makes it more embarrassing than the fact that you're fucking a cow.
Brent knows. He's been caught.
Yeah, he knows.
That's what I'm saying. So just do your worst. If you're going, wear lipstick when you fuck the cow, because it doesn't matter.
Put the lipstick on the cow.
And then last but not least, on the genitalia, the rectum, and 76% of the animals has been removed.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I take those home.
Yeah.
They're a souvenir. And again, they're gone with what everybody refers to as surgical precision.
Use them for leather turtlenecks.
There's no evidence of like an animal tearing it out or anything like that. There was a guy named Dr. John Althusser.
You got it.
Who is a pathologist from Colorado. He's examined over 30 mutilation cases since 1989. And he said that the skin tissue from the excision lines are consistent with what he calls overheated collagen and hemoglobin with sharp dissection. Basically not
a laser.
Exactly. And then another group, the Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory at Carvolis in Oregon State, looked at several cases and said that the incisions are consistent with what they call electrosurgical excision.
Yeah.
Like electrical incisions.
Right.
Yeah.
Like laser incisions.
Hot knife.
Like, exactly. Yeah. Shit that is not a fucking coyote out on the prairie. Yeah.
Also,
just looking at you can go online, search cattle mutilation, you know, and look at the pictures and judge for yourself.
Right. And then look at that normal. And then compare it to a Discovery Channel video where a fucking bison gets taken down by something.
I'm not a rancher. I'm not a rancher, but I know if I was going to tear or cut the cow's skin off, it's probably not going to be as clean as some of that shit.
Like, no.
I mean, unless, you know, they're doing something specific, like there's the cult thing we'll get into, but 90% of the cattle that are found mutilated are between the age of 4 and 5 years old, which is kind of weird. Like there's a premium harvest date. 90% of the cases.
Though, I would say
that's
cult,
the age.
Cult though, you would drain it of the blood and you would burn it.
Even if you were a cult and you wanted to do so, to have the ability to do so, what do they got? A Harbor Freight fucking hand pump out there? They're stomping on a fucking pedal trying to pump blood out of a cow?
It's the electric turkey fucking cutter.
He's siphoning. He's like, I siphoned last time. Just suck on the hose. Get the bucket. I siphoned last time. He's like, oh. And he has to fucking suck through a garden hose to put the cow blood into a bucket. Like he's stealing gas.
I mean, anything's possible with rednecks.
That's my thing. Is like, yes, there is some crazy reports of some cult stuff of people spotted in cloaks and some creepy shit. But even if you were a cult, could you pull this shit off with your secret laser in the middle of the night? What'd you do? Like
800-pound cow
in the 60s and 70s in 1606? Did you do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no, it's a laser. No one had lasers in 1606.
Well, we don't know if they were cut with a laser in 1606, though.
That's true.
You just have reports.
We don't know anything. That's why we're doing a show on.
That's exactly.
No one knows. Right. Yeah.
But
that's true.
Yeah.
So the other one of the other big tells, and we've already mentioned it, is
the fact
that
we might know more than a lot of people.
There's no sign of anti-mortem struggle. So there's no indication that the animal was taken down and eaten. There's no blood. There's no sign that animals were tearing it apart, because there would be flesh everywhere. There would be blood everywhere. There would be tracks leading to and from the animal, especially in the snow.
Right.
There's never such a thing.
There was a theory that they're just like put down with a radiation beam.
Yeah.
But I guess they said that's disproved, because not all of the animals have, like, people go out there with their own fucking Geiger counters and shit, and they don't always find abnormal levels of radiation, but they do sometimes. And a lot of times in the surrounding area, they find it. There's also been like depressions in the ground. Did you see some of that where like there was like tripod depressions in the ground that looked like they'd been punched in, like a ship landed there?
Right.
Yeah. Not a helicopter.
Yeah. Maybe. Eh. Which again, like, and that's the other thing about the helicopters is, I mean, when people start looking at the helicopters, like the people who get into the UFO hypothesis are saying the helicopters have nothing to do with the cattle mutilation. The helicopters are there trying to find the things that are doing the cattle mutilation.
That's, right. Yeah.
Like that's the black ops helicopters are trying to find what did it.
I agree.
You know, that's That makes their argument about it more.
Yeah, I don't think the helicopters, whoever's in the helicopters, are doing the mutilation.
Yeah, because they would have to have like a winch. They're flying around with a cow hanging off the bottom of the helicopter.
Yeah, and the thing is, there's probably some sort of technology to track like UFOs and stuff. You know, like we have radar technology that we use, which is archaic.
We're chasing anti-gravity supersonic aircraft with Da Vinci fucking copters that are just fucking spinning blades, right. You know, that they could crash any fucking second if they hit the stick wrong. Yeah, I don't think that we're doing it with the helicopter.
That's ruled out.
Did you guys see the thing about the organs having the texture and consistency of peanut butter?
Yeah, it was one specific case. Oh. So there was a case.
I got an organ with the texture and consistency of peanut butter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what comes out of it?
Yep, drops loads. Peanut butter loads.
It was warm. I'm going to accept that over your mashed potatoes.
Well, it's 98.6 degrees, baby. Yeah.
37 degrees Celsius.
Yeah. It's warm peanut butter.
You know, for all you.
Yeah. It comes out. It's not like what you think. It's not like peanut butter sandwich peanut butter.
I can't see that projectiling very far, though. Seems more like it would just kind of...
It's nutty, too. Like, it has the nut chunks, yeah.
Ooh. So it's crunchy.
Yeah, that sounds painful.
Crunchy.
Ah. So, in 1978, one of the best documented cases, New Mexican police and the FBI, there was an 11-month-old bull that was found mutilated on March 24th of 1978. It showed the classic signs of mutilation, removal of the rectum, the sex organs from what appeared to be a sharp and precise instrument. Internal organs were found to be inconsistent with a normal case of death followed by predation. And they said both the liver and the heart were white and mushy, and both organs had the texture and consistency of peanut butter.
Outside of the rest of all organs, like all the rest of the body, normal.
Right.
Peanut butter heart.
The circulatory system organs were white and mushy like peanut butter.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Fucking bizarre.
That's creepy.
And no blood. The animal's heart and bone and muscle samples were sent to the Los Alamos Scientific Laboratory for microscopic and bacterial studies. Samples from the animal's liver were sent to two separate private laboratories. Los Alamos basically said that there was naturally occurring bacterium in the heart, but that
could have been contamination.
It could have been anything, and they couldn't really say. They didn't investigate the heart's unusual color or texture and didn't have a theory.
I would say the reason that they're white is if the blood was removed so fast, at a certain speed, it would probably be just anemic. You know what I mean? Like maybe. The blood was sucked, the color was sucked out of it, you know?
They're saying to bring that up, the blood samples that they were able to get out of when there's like supposedly no blood, the blood that they get was light pink and would not clot for several days.
Yeah.
And they later determined from Los Alamos in a later test, that there were anticoagulants found in the blood. Like someone had put in there, they put anticoagulants to keep it from clotting. So for whatever reason, whether that's to drain out, but they actually laboratory analysis showed that in the blood.
Yeah.
The other thing we skipped was in 1976 in Rio Arriba County, New Mexico. There was a trail of suction cup like impressions. Did you see that one?
Mm-mm.
This one's creepy. There was a trail of suction cup like impressions leading from a mutilated 3-year-old cow for about 500 feet. They were 4 inches in diameter and 28 inches apart. So 4 foot. I don't make some suction cup. I'm trying to picture the dirt. And
I kind of dismiss stuff like that, especially from that age, because we talked about this.
I think it's a dude wearing shoes.
The UFO mania was going on then. You know what I mean? Like after Roswell happened.
I don't know. This one's, it's just kind of creepy because it's the only time there were like a trail that there were prints of some sort. They're not footprints, but suction cup prints. And they disappeared 500 feet from the dead cow. And similar incidents happened 2 years later in the same location. With suction cup style prints for 500 feet from the detail.
Yeah. I think it's a landopus.
A landopus?
Yeah.
Land shark.
It's a mandopus.
Finally, that case from 78 that the FBI did, they sent the animal liver samples to a completely different lab, and the lab found that the liver was completely devoid of copper, and it contained 4 times the normal level of zinc, potassium, and phosphorus, and they were completely unable to explain how that could have happened to a liver.
Whiskey.
It's pretty easy. He took Airborne. Like, that's what was up. The cow was coming out with a cold. He had just taken Airborne, and then he fell over dead. There was no time to metabolize all the extra zinc. He was just trying to, he had a cold coming on. He was trying to avoid it. Can't blame the cow.
Yeah, a lot of vitamin C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense.
So that's those are the like that was the Salt. Biggest case. Salt. That was one of the cases that the FBI did get involved in when they were doing that 1979 report. And the, again, like a lot of people thought that it was cults. A lot of people thought it was satanic cults. In 1975, the ATF investigated satanic cults and thought they were harvesting blood and organs for rituals.
That was a satanic panic era though. So like that's
the beginning of the satanic panic.
Yeah. But I mean, there apparently was some shit going on because people saw dudes in like black cloaks in the field.
Yep.
And then later there were mutilated cows found.
I'm thinking that that could be a possibility. Like, I mean, it doesn't mean that all of them were people taking the blood and parts of cows. Like, but I'm sure there were satanic cults or some sort of cult doing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So in the area where a lot of the stuff was happening, where they were finding these mutilations in 1975, a Forestry Service employee in Blaine County, Idaho, reported that a people in black hood robes were found near where they found some mutilated cattle. But another guy, this is the one that creeps me on, U.S. Highway 95 in northern Idaho, reported that he was driving and 15 masked individuals formed a roadblock by linking their arms across the road and forced him to turn around. Like, can you imagine you're on some weird ass fucking
anonymous protest
of Idaho in 1975 though? This is like pre-anonymous. They had what, they have the Atari network?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Dude, Al Gore wasn't even old enough to invent the internet at that point.
That's true.
Yeah, it didn't happen yet.
Global warming.
But just pull up to
global
a bunch of
warming wasn't
masks.
Even happening.
I don't know what they were. Ex-presidents or something creepy.
That would be funny. It's like a bunch of Point Break.
Ooh, the village. They were in tuxedos and shit.
And Richard Nixon. Fucking.
It's probably a dumb mask back then. 1975, they were so
I don't know.
They weren't in costumes. It was like He-Man.
Nope, they had them creepy pig masks.
Yeah, those old masks were fucking creepy.
Creepy pig masks.
All looks 1975.
Or horse heads.
Yeah, that's all they would have.
I don't know what it would have been. I was going to say, I was hoping it was like C-3PO and a stormtrooper, but...
Oh, it could be Star Wars,
Hadn't come out yet, though. Didn't come out until 77.
Halloween.
Yeah, did it say it was during Halloween or no?
October.
They had Star Trek masks.
It was October
9th. Yeah, if you're going to buy a mask, that's what you're going to get is Halloween costumes back then.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Myers.
Oh, that dumb... Exactly. It's like She-Ra. The Village People. Look at that Village People one.
Holy
pretty
shit.
Awesome. The mustache and the hat all built in. They don't make those kind of masks anymore, really, huh?
Because they are horrible.
Yeah. I don't know. Are they?
The little plastic mask with a fucking piece of elastic that you strap on the back of your head. No, they're horrible. No. They don't even make it through the night.
Yeah. Like,
without getting
they're only intended for one night.
Fucking,
But I bet they cost $2 and then rape you like the Halloween store now.
No, that's true.
You go in there and come out for $160.
Like your one size unbreathable polyester tarp that you would wear with an image on it.
It was a plastic bag with the legs sewed up and they fucking just cut it with scissors. Yep.
It's these, dude, the creepy pig masks, man.
That's scary as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the
if I pull up on some highway in the middle of the night, there's 15 guys interlocked with pig masks on. I'm fucking gone.
Or those ones, like that's the that's what I'm picturing. Like
you just roll your window part way down. You're all I want in. Rink, 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 rink. Roll back up.
Wink,
they're
wink.
All. They just wave you through. Come on,
come on in.
Ah, what's your favorite sandwich? Ham and cheddar. All right, come on through.
You're good. So yeah, the
or the pig cult.
The guy that Brad had mentioned, that Ben Mesrick, he recently
that's not him.
That wasn't him.
Chuck Sikowski.
Oh, you're right, Chuck Sikowski.
Mike Wazowski.
Ben Mesrick is another guy.
Yeah.
That's been studying it. And he was another. I think he was another tech guy, and he got called in to help investigate a case. A cattle mutilation case, and it wasn't anything he had anything to do with, and something that he did in the case got him fired from his job because he kept wanting to pursue it in ways no one else wanted him to pursue.
That was Chuck.
That was Chuck.
Yeah.
So then there's a connection between Chuck
and Ben.
I think they,
there is.
They study
they meet
with each
up.
Other.
Yeah.
But Ben Mesrick recently released a book called the 37th parallel. Because while he was doing all these investigations, he noticed that statistically the cattle mutilations fall on the 37th parallel that runs through the United States. Like there's a huge spike in the data and the occurrences.
It's the alien highway.
Exactly.
Yeah. Highway 37.
That's what and the 37th parallel is a book about aliens, alien abduction cases, UFO cases, cattle mutilation cases.
Cause there's a lot of good burger stands on that 37th parallel.
Exactly. Hey Fleaver, would you like to start at the burger stand?
If we are going down there, we should follow the 37th parallel.
They have all the burgers they want. They're mutilating cows.
That's right.
That's what's wrong is we're using the wrong part of the cow.
The problem is they're using the wrong part of the cow.
Yeah.
They see hamburgers and they fly down there and they're like, what should we get? Get his cheek and rectum. This did not taste very good. We should do it again.
This tastes like rectum.
What should we get this time? His ear and udder. This burger is not very good.
Or we're just wasting all the good parts maybe, I think.
Yeah. No, I just think they're stupid and they don't know how to make a burger.
Yeah.
I think that's really what it comes down to.
Either do
I think
you,
you're right.
Stupid vegan. They make hot dogs out of all those parts.
Just got to stupid vegan. Damn.
I just took it. Dave's going to get me.
You stupid bitch face vegan.
Oh, man. Too much beer and whiskey.
Yeah. Even though, let's be honest, the average burger is full of
lesbians,
ear and rectum.
Probably.
Like, that's not.
Remember we found out the average burger has 5,000 cows in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
And piece of a child.
Yeah. And they're all from Brazil and a Band-Aid with some Neosporin on it.
Yeah. Happens. Mm.
Brazilians got big butts.
So then, yeah. So one of the big theories. So the big three theories are natural predation.
Aliens.
Which most of the ranchers and investigators are just like, yeah, we can rule a lot of these cases out on this. But the majority, like by the time a rancher is, and that's the other thing that like a lot of the pieces that I read said that ranchers are very proud. They're very self-reliant. They don't really trust the government.
They don't believe in UFOs.
They really just want to know what the fuck.
So it's like by the time they're finally coming forward, by the time they're coming forward, it's pretty fucking crazy. Yeah. Like they're not just like fucking screaming cattle mutilation.
Yeah, who knows how many they just pushed off and buried and burned or whatever because they didn't care.
But this one is creepy enough to make them fucking stand up and take notice. And enough people were reporting it to the government that the Senate had to fucking write to the FBI. Like that's pretty crazy.
Right.
You know, number of cattle ranchers that are looking at instances that don't make sense. So the one is the natural predation. That's what the FBI ruled it in 1979. Nice. And most people say no. Based on the stuff that I've seen.
It's very obvious it's not natural predation.
No, I have to agree.
This is a short list. I like how number three, I'll just let you get through it if it's what I'm thinking it is. Go ahead.
The next, I guess there might.
It's three.
No, I guess there's four. There's four.
Yeah.
Natural predation.
Mm-hmm.
Satanic cult.
Yeah. Or just cult. I don't think it doesn't have to be satanic.
A cult of some sort. Yeah. Killing a lot of fucking cows. Yeah.
All over the fucking place. It's a big ass cult.
Big ass cult.
Yeah.
The government,
right?
In some capacity, and extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
No, the last one is like people doing it because of sexual arousal.
I did not run into that.
You know what? I was just looking at those creepy masks and hot girls, and the creepy mask is kind of
you're ruined. Like, what the fuck happens at your house right now? Nothing, and you just have to take care of shit yourself.
You don't want to know.
Yeah. He's like, that's why we had to move. I needed a masturbatorium.
Yeah.
There's a special room. Yeah. Don't go in daddy's room. There's pig masks.
Just don't go upstairs or use any towels.
At all.
Because it's
yeah,
rough.
No. Like the last thing that they resorted to, they were just like, yeah, or it's people that are doing it out of sexual arousal, out of like bestiality.
You know what
like,
I was thinking?
Again,
one of the problems.
So
though,
many people.
One of the problems though, is that there's no tracks leading to or from. But I was thinking that though. I was like, man, like, is this like serial killer? Like they're serial animal killers. Like that would make sense. Like
but there would be so many.
I understand. But
did you see,
I mean,
Charles Oliphant, the author? He wrote a book called Dead Cows I've Known in 1997.
Oh, yeah.
And he said like some of the stuff here that there's actually, it's for the studies for CDC and whatnot, but allegations that human pharmaceuticals have been found in the mutilated cattle.
Yeah.
But in 1997, like, I don't know, we're probably pumping all of our cows full of human pharmaceuticals.
Yeah,
like,
yeah we were by then.
They pump them up with all kinds of drugs.
Yeah. I mean, so they would be fine. It's probably before we admitted we were doing that.
Well, right. Not even that is antibiotics. You know what I mean? Like there's. Well,
I think that's what they're referring to.
Yeah.
Like back then they were like, why? How come this got, you know, penicillin and Keflex in there? It's like, because we fucking do that.
Right. Well, yeah. if and they do it in preparation too, because what if the cow's running around, it gets cut by barbed wire?
Right.
It stops it from getting infected.
Or barbed wire. Either one of those.
Yeah,
barbed wire is rough.
Barbed wire is
crazy. He fucking runs around.
Barbed wire is
cutting cows. I think he might be up to the cattle mutilation.
First name Bob, last name Wire.
Yeah,
he runs around cutting cows. He's fucking shanked. He got a switchblade. I'm Bob Wire, bitch.
I went to school with Bob Wire, man. It's fucking crazy back in high school.
He's a good dude.
About time he turned 13, it was all over, man.
Man, I almost bought a Bob Ross Halloween costume.
Oh, nice. Of Bob's.
Is it weak though?
No, it's like the beard and the wig.
They have
like,
some weak ass.
I know.
They had 11 from fucking Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And she just has a waffle purse and a fucking blonde wig. It's the stupidest fucking shit.
That's because she's really a little boy.
You should have tried harder. If you want to be 11, you shave your fucking head and go get some Eggos.
Yeah.
Walk around. Like, you do it right.
I wouldn't even know.
Put a tattoo on your arm.
I've seen it. I wouldn't know that's what you were doing.
Why? You didn't like it?
It's not all that great.
Brad doesn't like anything that's trendy. The problem.
No, I watched it. I just don't. I mean, I'm either gonna like it or not. I like a lot of stuff that's trendy.
Like what?
I wear Nike. I wear Jordans. Those are trendy.
That is trendy, I guess. But it's trendy elite. That's like if you're fucking cool and you can get them and afford them.
He likes Real Housewives.
Yeah, with pig masks on.
Yeah, I don't mean the show. I mean Real Housewives. Yeah.
That weird sexual thing's a slippery slope, sir. I say you scale it back a little bit. Before you know it, you're not going to be able to get it up for anything unless it's extreme. You're going to have to like hit yourself with a pipe.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So what are your final thoughts on the cattle mutilation?
Man, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think probably some shit probably happened with disease stuff. I bet there are some weirdos in black robes that are doing cult shit. Sure. Probably one cow fucker out there
that did
something. You know, there's the Dahmer. You know what? You think about it. We find all these serial killers that do all this shit, but that's because someone's mom went missing or someone's sister went missing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The animals.
Bessie goes falling over. You probably dead cow. Get away with that forever.
Yeah, you can.
The goat sucker. That's probably what the chupacabra is.
That's what I was saying about the serial killer thing. The only thing is, there's a lot of like. Well, I mean.
You would get away with that for a long time until the farmer
somebody
shot you
would
in
catch
the ass.
You. Yeah, farmer somebody would catch you as a human. Some of those, though,
like the one with the guy 30 minutes and 300 yards away in the middle of daylight while they just tagged it. You're like, what?
And the thing is, there are so many cases like that. There are so many cases that are so fucking strange.
But
and analysis defies any reason. And
I mean, there's people that go missing and there's things that happen to people while they're right next to other people too. You know what I mean? Like shit happens. The missing 411 stuff, you know, David Pilates, you know.
And I'm sure we can probably rule half of the
We know how to say his name.
We can probably rule 75% of the cattle mutilations off as like some rancher who had hysteria, the cow died naturally, he freaked out and thought it was a mutilation, but there's still thousands.
This goes along with the alien thing though. If there's 5 million reports of alien abduction and one of them is real,
then it's
fucking real.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if there's 200,000 cases of cows that have been mutilated and one was actually fucking mutilated by something other than a human or, you know what I mean? If it was an alien, it's fucking real.
And it sounds like a great many.
The numbers are 8,000 in Colorado like that. Like
you have 21 states where the exact same
thing. It's one
thing
if they all fell over and there were flies on them. They're like, yeah, there was this outbreak of a disease. Right. And they're just like bloated.
You know what?
And flies are on their face.
You know what?
It's like the healthiest cow and it's dead.
And they're dissected though. Yeah.
You know what I noticed too? When you look at the pictures, there is no flies on them.
No.
I didn't see any flies.
No, you're right. I've never seen any flies.
You know, pictures of them, there's no flies on them.
Yeah. Dude, I had absolutely a lot clean. Of trouble. Like I said in the last episode, like this, I was a ton of trouble. I can't look at that shit. I don't like gore. It was just like trying to watch a scary movie. I just fucking.
So you're not going to watch dead porn with me?
I will not watch dead porn with you unless you put makeup on her.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
She has makeup on. Usually dead hookers have makeup on.
No, I'm not into the dead thing. I just have to say, I'm not into that. I'm not going down that road.
I have no theory. I have no interpretation. I'm completely fucking baffled.
I don't know.
I think, and again, I went into it waiting to just fucking bust it down and think it was bullshit and it's fucking mass hysteria.
It's because
and
you can't. There's
too much evidence.
I didn't realize how much shit there was. I thought it was going to be like in 1967, then in 1972, it was going to be like this like sparse thing. It's everywhere. And it's global too. Yeah. We're just talking like we talked about that one in Indonesia, but there's cases all over the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They find dead leprechauns in
Ireland. So if it is a cult, they're huge.
Yeah.
And they're doing the same shit and they have some sort of technology to be able to cut the skin in a perfect fucking way. I don't know. There's some weird shit out there.
It's a trip.
In the UK, they're just harvesting their teeth.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. It's regional, though. Their teeth are missing sense. In the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the United States, it's like Kardashian shit. It's their anus. It's their balls.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've always wanted a set of cowballs.
Yeah.
I mean, this is your chance.
Fucking some danglies.
The danger fields.
Yeah.
It's NBA players. They just fucking, they get those and it gives them more. And MMA, it's for the testosterone. That's why they take it.
Yeah. It gives them more jump.
And then porn stars blown out butthole. They have to get, they just said, you know what? I'm going to get upgraded. Let's just get this one. Farmer can put his arm in there. Then this dude in the next scene, he can put
it's
that
stretchy and it comes right back, snaps right back.
It's about the elasticity. Yep. It is. The tongue, though, that's just dinner.
Yeah.
That's explained right away.
Yeah. Eyeballs.
Whoever's doing it's Mexican.
My cousin.
Sure.
They eat all that
shit.
My cousin went to Colorado. Cow eyes.
And all he got was this crazy t-shirt.
I was going to talk shit and you already talked shit, so I can't do it. Damn it. All he got was a crazy t-shirt. All right. So
he did get new cow eyes eyeballs.
All right, so we have reached the end of the show. We need to thank our sponsors. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. If you haven't tried it, you should try it. It comes in 7 flavors.
And if you've made it this far, congratulations to you.
If you made it through all this nonsense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But for real, I really can't think of a flavor of El Yucateco I don't like. The only one that's a little bit like you couldn't put it on everything is probably Chipotle. That one, people have a thing where they're like, that's good on chicken or something.
I'm embarrassed to say I haven't tried all the flavors.
Really?
No.
I know a guy. If you talk to me after the show, I will hook you up, sir. I can give you a grab bag and you can have one of every flavor in your cupboard as soon as tonight.
I can do that for you. You might end up coming back next week and saying, you know what? Black isn't my favorite.
What flavor do you think you haven't tried?
I can't say that. What, I can't say that.
What flavor have you not had?
Chipotle. I haven't had the Caribbean.
And the
I haven't had the jalapeno. I have had the green jalapeno. I haven't had the green habanero.
Really?
It
changed now too. They took out the crazy colors. So it's like pea soup green now. It still tastes the same.
Yep.
Yeah. But it no longer has whatever scary band.
Yellow number 5.
Yeah, whatever's in there that people are scared of.
Whatever fucking whiny baby piece of shit cocksuckers.
I liked it when it looked like Incredible Hulk blood.
Yeah, I'm into it. Everything else everybody eats has color and you're going to complain about.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think it's a big thing.
As you put your El Yucateco on your fucking Taco Bell, you're going to bitch about the fucking...
The color.
Yeah.
Yeah, the color added.
Yeah. So, but, well, it's one step closer to good for you, though, for sure, and it's delicious. So,
and that was because of us, too.
I don't think that was us.
I think we should act like it was.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah, we made them healthier.
Yeah.
And they're better for it.
But anyways, you can get it at Walmart. You can get it at Target. You can get it at your grocery store. You can get it at your mini Mexican market. You can get it at mexgrocer.co.uk.
I might be hiding it in dead people around the country. Yeah. I don't know.
If you find a dead body and you're really hard up for Yucateco.
You might search up inside of it.
A cavity search is probably not going to result in a bottle of Yucateco. Yeah.
But there's a chance.
Amazon.com.
I was going to say one in a number of some, but I'm not going to say how many.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to incriminate myself.
Yeah, 252. But you can also visit elyucateco.com. They have a gear store and they sell t-shirts. So if you're like super fan like me, you can get all kinds of weird, obscure things and actually wear it around and be a walking billboard for
El Yucateco. Don't we sell t-shirts?
We don't sell t-shirts, but you can get a prize if you do the hot stock contest every week.
We don't sell t-shirts?
We sell t-shirts. Our own t-shirts? Yeah.
Segueing and promoting our store.
Yeah.
Okay, we can break into the middle of sponsors with our shit. If you go to
ourselves.
Yeah, SoapKingPodcast.com. We do have merch. We have t-shirts. We have coffee mugs. We have various stickers. I've been throwing in some silly prizes in some of the boxes. If you spend over $20, you get a UFO sticker right now. And all packages that go out from Sophie King Podcast do include googly eye stickers. You do what you will with them. You can find a Nicholas.
Do not put them on.
If you still have a Blockbuster, though, you find a Nicolas Cage movie for sure.
But
if you're in Target,
I'm saying Charles Bronson movies now, too.
Yeah.
You do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything you got that you can anthropomorphize, you do it. Thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. They sell sticky goods. If you have a podcast, they can make stickers for you. If you have a business, they can do all kinds of printing stuff for you. They make banners, lots of good stuff. You can go to printdirtcheap.com and use code SOFAKING to save some money doing so. And then thank you to DeLeon Graphics. He prints all of our silkscreen stuff. He does our t-shirts and koozies. You can find him on Facebook and Instagram. And thank you to Digital Creations. They do our heat press mugs and they do all kinds of one-off stuff. Mouse pads, keychains, t-shirts. So if you just need one of something, that's a good resource. If you want to do a gag gift to a friend or a regular gift to a friend or just something silly that you had a thought of one day at work, if you wanted to make a shirt that said mustard and it was yellow logoed, and you want to make one that says ketchup, and it was red logoed, and you can wear one of the condiments every day. And on Sunday, when you're sitting home, you can have a hamburger t-shirt and know you can feel vindicated that you built that burger over the week. And on Sunday, you had the entire hamburger shirt one piece at a time throughout the week. That's random universal shit coming out of my mouth right now.
Stupid.
I don't know where I'm going. It's Dave, dumb. But Dave, but you know what? But it made the dumbest impact on your memory right now. And so you're going to check out digital.creations.bakersfield on Facebook and Instagram. You know what? Hey.
On Thursday, I wear my pickle shirt. Yeah.
A laugh is a laugh.
Friday's buns because we're almost done, guys.
I fuck dead people if you bring the lube.
That's not funny.
I'm sorry. So, thank you.
Don't laugh at my fucking life.
I'm sorry,
okay?
It's uncomfortable. You make us uncomfortable when you talk about dead people all the time.
Well, then why do you keep bringing it up?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I had to have a retort of some sort.
Angry that I made fun. Dave's the one laughing. He's the one that fucking spit all over his microphone.
True.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Thank you to Cambrio Jiu-Jitsu. You can log into armhunter.com for instructional DVDs. I don't remember if we thanked them with the whole website last time. I think we talked about like dicks or something.
No, we
probably
talked about, yeah, we gave
did we said arm hunter? I don't think I said armhunter.com.
No, I don't think we did. But we you can far. Search Cambrio Jiu-Jitsu and it'll come up.
You can
pretty
find
positive.
Him. He, I said he's
famous.
Yeah. Yeah, we said he saw a UFO and it got off track. But he really did post on Facebook that he saw a UFO and he was crazy. That shit's not real. Yeah. Who believes in conspiracies and UFOs?
Not I.
Also, go check out all our friends' podcasts, All Things Star Wars Podcast, Mixed Feelings Podcast, Life Bites, Breakers, Do It Doug, and Blue Eyed Mafia. And did I get them all? I don't know. I probably forgot you if I did.
Sofa King Podcast.
Sofa King Podcast is the most important one to check out.
Mixed Feelings.
I said that one already, but you can say it again. Yeah. Podcast we listen to.
There's two of them.
Drummers I Like. That's I got to meet him. If you're into drums, I guess they talk about all kinds of stuff. I haven't actually listened to that podcast, but they have a huge following and a lot of listenership. So if you play drums, I would assume you're definitely going to like
shout
it.
Shout out somebody we never heard. Yeah, good one.
Never heard. I've never heard some of those. Blue Eyed Mafia sound like a box of rocks and fucking throwing a hot dog down a hallway, you know, but he fixed it. I haven't listened again. I don't know.
How do you know he fixed it then?
Because he sent me a clip and I listened to it just enough to know that the audio was clean.
Good job on you, Rob Gomez.
Did you see Rob Gomez? He went to a fucking Nickelback concert.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
And bragged about it.
He's a piece of
shit. First off. And then he spent the whole concert filming himself talking about Sofa King Podcast while wearing our shirt at a Nickelback concert.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
No, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
It's genius, though.
I'm talking shit,
shout
Rob,
out right
but,
now. Yeah.
That's talking fantastic. Shit, Rob, but you're a pretty fucking retarded individual.
Yeah, we like you, just not your show. Yeah. It's fine.
We like you, just not really you.
Yeah, yeah. Not it's you.
Like the, we like the idea.
We like the of idea you. Of you. Yeah. Yeah. But not you.
Yeah.
So if you ever want, if the idea of you ever wanted to come on our show, we're cool with that.
Yeah.
Just leave
you're
yourself.
You're never going to sit at this desk by
never.
Yourself.
Not yourself, just the idea.
Also, we have a Patreon. Go to patreon.com/ Sofa King Podcast and you can support us so that I can keep drinking whiskey and Brad can keep fucking dead people and Dave can keep eating vegetables.
I'm not fucking dead people. I don't know where you get this. I don't want to fuck the dead person. It's just watching.
True. Just watching.
That's true.
That's a leap I took. I apologize. That's offensive. I shouldn't have gone that far.
That is.
Yeah, that's a huge difference between looking and fucking. It is.
That's a very big difference.
Yeah. It is.
You can watching somebody die and getting turned on by it and actually fucking the corpse are two different things.
Very different things.
Finding a pile of shit and eating a pile of shit.
They're diagnosable.
Right.
That's right.
It's the same. Yeah.
No, it's not the same. It's different.
All right. I agree to disagree. That's all I got. Dave looks uncomfortable and he just wants to go home. But
yes. We have another show.
We still have one more little thing to do.
One more.
He's like, I know you motherfuckers. You smile through it, Dave. You fucking smile through it. You'll do it.
I won't.
You'll think about broccoli the whole time and you'll be fucking happy.
I won't. Right. I'll think about my fucking hamburger wardrobe.
Hey, man.
Now, if you wear the hamburger wardrobe, that shit's going to be hilarious. I condone that.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, don't be a retard.
Reporting live from the glow pad. Gang in this bitch. No, you're rocking cross dog, cush my pocket, nigga. All designer, get your grind up. I got a bargain for the time. No. Smell the shit out of him.
Hey.
Smell the shit out of him.
Young gun.
Skirt. Young man, young man. Hey. All my young guns in this bitch. Bang. Young man, young man. Hey. All my young guns in this bitch. Bang. Young man, young man. Hey. All my young guns in this bitch. Bang. Young man, young man. Hey.
don't wanna hear that no more. Bitch, I done grew up, blew up. More like OG for sure. Shit. They call me a savage. I be doing damage. Smoking with your bitch. Posing for the cameras. Hey, I look like a model. Fuck it. J-Mo out the bottle. Fuck it. 40 in the glove box. That shit fill you up in hollows. Boom. Where the smoke's at? Roll it, roll it, roll it. Cash in the bag. I hold it, hold it, hold it. Niggas hating on me. I know it, know it, know it. Got a pint of the narcotic. You know I'ma pour it, pour it, pour it. Bang. Young man, young man. All my young guns in this bitch. Bang. Young man, young man. All my young guns in this bitch. Bang. Young man, young man. All my young guns in this bitch. Bang. Young man, young man. Sells, baby. Pouring live from the glow pad. Gang in this bitch. No, we rockin' cut off stock, cush my pocket, nigga. All designer, get your grind up, I got a bargain for the time. No, Smell the shit out of him. Hey, smell the shit out of him. Young man, young man. All my young guns in this bitch. Young man, young man. All my young guns in this bitch. Young man, young man. All my young guns in this bitch. Young man, young man. All my young guns in this bitch. Young man, young man, I don't wanna hear that no more. Bitch, I done grew up, blew up. More like OG for sure. Shit. They call me a savage. I be doing damage. Smoking with your bitch. Posing for the cameras. Hey, I look like a model. Fuck it. J-Mo out the bottle. Fuck it. 40 in the glove box. That shit fill you up in hollows. Boom! Where the smoke's at? Roll it, roll it, roll it. Cash in the bag. I hold it, hold it, hold it. Niggas hating on me. I know it, know it, know it. Got a pint of the narcotic. You know I'ma pour it, pour it, pour it. Bang. Young man, young man. All my young guns in this bitch. Bang. Young man, young man. All my young guns in this bitch. Bang. Young man, young man. All my young guns in this bitch. Bang. Young man, young man. All my young guns in this bitch. Bitch, I pop top. On your block, on the west side, feeling like pop. Bandana, swing out my pocket. Middle finger up, motherfuck cops. What? Catch me in the land with the hat back. Matte black Range Rover pistol with a lap back. OZ in the backpack. 26 years old, more hoes in the rap pack. Young man, young man. I don't wanna hear that no more. Bitch, I done grew up, blew up. More like OG for sure. This is for the motherfuckers who ain't living by the rules. For my youngins out, you finna act a motherfucking fool. Ay, I'm forever young, blue and red pills, feeling like the Matrix. Ay, you know where I'm from, don't nobody ask for nothing, we just take it. Young man, young man.
Always stay down for your bros, man.
Young man, young man.
Do not ever break the code, man.
Young man, young man.
Don't get caught up in these hoes, man.
Young man, young man.
Go live that life that you supposed to.
Young man, young man.
All my young guns.